You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is the 10 p.m. new home of Classic Rock Mine. Yes, we've got the feeling, and we're all squealing here on Saturday night. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And tonight, that means all kinds of various things. That means Atomic Rooster, Juicy Lucy, Sir Lord Baltimore, Fanny Adams, Kane, May Blitz, Fuzzy Duck, Bullfrog, The McCoys, Budgie, Tina Turner, Ella Fitzgerald, yes, Ella Fitzgerald, Vox Dei from Argentina, Thunder Tree, Sweet Marie, and Walpurgis. What is all that, you ask? Well, stay tuned and you will find out. All right, we are going to get the show started by going to the U.S. These guys, I should play these guys a lot more on our show, but I don't. Belinda and Bubbles in the Think Tank, who I used to lead in for, used to play this band all the time. In fact, they performed her theme song. But we're not going to hear that. We're going to hear something else. So dig it and dig it deep.
Yeah. dig on the ground. Well, everybody gets their hour, and everybody gets their time. Little David, when he picked up all the pebbles, even Samson after he went blind.
Sail through the rising sun with you and you. you wanna go a little higher. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? No, no. Got to hey. Got to, yeah. Got to, hey, yeah. Got to, hey, yeah. Got to, hey, yeah, yeah.
That was PG&E, Public, Pacific Gas and Electric, Wade in the Water. That's off their first album, Get It On, from 1968. That was on vinyl, kids. Before that, by request, going out to Jimmy, Jefferson Starship, Ride the Tiger. That's off of Dragonfly from 74. The McCoys. Yes, the McCoys. They gave us all Over You. That's off of Human Ball. From 1969, because of course, when else would you title an album Human Ball except 1969? And we start the show off way back when with NRBQ and Scraps, Office Scraps from 72. So we are going to keep the music going. We are going over to the UK, and these guys grew out of a band called The Misunderstood, and then various people went into various other bands. But in 1969, these guys sounded remarkably like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Wrong. Everybody's
satisfied.
Let me hear everybody singing.
Are you satisfied?
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
That was Sly Willie, because what else would it be called? That was Bluebeard from 1971. Those guys were from Italy. Love that song. And apparently it was a hit throughout Europe, and no one ever heard of them here. But you may have heard of Sir Lord Baltimore. That was Pumped Up off of Kingdom Come from 1970. That was their first album, which kicks considerably more butt than their self-titled second album. Before that, Budgie from 2006. Kicking butt with the song Falling. That's off of You're All Living in Cuckoo Land. So they still have, you know, the bird motif going through all their albums, which is awesome. Juicy, Atomic Rooster gave us Play the Game. That's off their first album, which featured Carl Palmer and Vincent Crane. That's from 70. Juicy Lucy, Are You Satisfied? Off of Juicy Lucy from 69. And I believe that is what's started us off with that set. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until midnight. It seems so late. Used to starting at 9, what can I say? But now I start at 10, and that's a wonderful thing, because you gotta figure the later it gets in the evening, the more the evening rocks. Right? Am I right? I'm right. Right now we are going to, we're going to space, and this band, let's see. This band was basically the UK version of the Grateful Dead. Not musically, but in terms of the scene and the approach and the drugs and all that. Except I find this band way more interesting than the Dead. That's just me. I have a lot of friends who are into the Dead. That's fine. But I am not. I am more into this band. And we're going to go for a little ride. So dig it and dig it deep.
Sonic attack on your district, follow these rules.
If you are making love, it is imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic. Use your wheels, it is what they are for. Small babies may be placed inside the special cocoons and should be left, if possible, in shelters. Do not attempt to use your own limbs. If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs should be employed whenever possible. Remember, in the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself. Statistically, more people survive if they think only of themselves. Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones. You have only a few seconds to escape. Use those seconds sensibly, or you will inevitably die. Do not panic. Think only of yourself. Think only of yourself. These are the first signs of sonic attack. You will notice small objects such as ornaments oscillating. You will notice vibrations in your diaphragm. You will hear a distant hissing in your ears. You will feel dizzy. You will feel the need to vomit. There will be bleeding from orifices. There will be an ache in the pelvic region. You may be subject to fits of hysterical shouting or even laughter. These are all signs of imminent sonic destruction. Your only protection is flight. If you are less than 10 years old, remain in the shelters and use your cocoon. Remember, you can help no one else.
No one else.
You can help no one else.
No one else.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Think only of yourself.
Only yourself.
Think only of yourself.
Only of yourself.
Think only of yourself.
Yourself.
Think.
Only.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Love is